Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. And today we're talking about where we put our eyes. Where do we look when we're speaking to people? Very important topic, because I expect your experience has been similar to mine, in that sometimes the way people look or don't look at us as we listen has a significant impact on how we feel about the learning experience. So we're going to talk today about what to do with our eyes. And by the way, if you like these tips and think they're helpful, please subscribe and tell your friends about them so we can spread the word. So today, let's talk about where we put our eyes. It's a significant topic because, well, often we're quite nervous. I certainly am. Each time I speak, I'm nervous, even though I've done this many times. And I wonder, where shall I put my eyes? And too often, where my eyes go is subconscious. I'm not really thinking about where I'm looking. And this can be a bit of a problem. Some people spray the eyes around the room, so they don't really connect with anybody. Because one of the key things about public speaking is we must connect. And part of that is about the eyes. If we're spraying the eyes around, never settling anywhere, that doesn't help. Some people stare. Have you ever been stared at as a listener? It's really disconcerting, isn't it? And it's happened to me, and I'm sure I've done it to other people, where the speaker just focuses on one person most of the time, as staring at them, very uncomfortable. Or for some people, they sink. Their eyes sink down. They have their notes. They have their Bible. They're just looking at it, look up occasionally, and a little scared, come back to their notes, their book, whatever they have down here, the eyes sink down. For some people, they sort of snub you. And they look everywhere else and they look at all kinds of other people, but you feel a bit left out. Or perhaps your part of the congregation, the audience, is left out. They look to the left all the time and not to the right. Or they look to the right all the time and not to the left. Or the back and not the front, or vice versa. So perhaps you get snubbed. And finally, there are those who, they seem to just look into space. Their eyes are up at the ceiling level or over at the walls or somewhere, but they don't really appear to actually be in the room with you. So do you know your tendencies? Are you a sprayer, a starer, a sinker, a snubber, or a spacer? Which are you? So let's talk about the solutions to these challenges. Firstly, I think you've really got to do this. Video yourself. Get someone to video yourself and look at that video. And of course, now you're conscious of this, you might be doing better at it once you're videoed, but maybe watch two or three. What are your tendencies? All of us have tendencies, some to spray, some to sink, some to stare, some to snub, some to space out, whatever. Find out what your tendency is. If you're not sure, ask some of the people who you speak to regularly, and I dare say they will know. So first of all, get some self-awareness. And then I think also bear in mind, secondly, that this is a very important topic. Jesus himself did look at people. He didn't just stare into space and he wasn't just spraying his eyes around. He did. In Mark chapter 3, verse 34, he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." He looked at the people. In Mark chapter 8, Jesus turned and looked at his disciples. He rebuked Peter. So looking at them and looking at Peter was something significant there. In Mark chapter 10, we have two examples. Firstly, we have the young man who comes up to Jesus and asks about what he needs to do to be saved. And it says that Jesus looked at him and loved him. The look, I think, conveyed the love. There had to be that connection. And then, not only that, but it says, then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples a number of things. And in verse 27, the same passage in Mark 10, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God all things are possible with God." Can you imagine someone, Jesus, looking at you and saying that? Impossible with man, not impossible with God. Looking at you personally and a group of disciples is quite different from just looking vaguely around. we lose that sense of conviction, of passion, that we really mean what we say when we're not intentional with our eyes, with where we're looking. So let's be a bit more like Jesus in this area. How do we do that? Well, firstly, watch that video of yourself. Secondly, work on one thing at a time. If you've got a tendency, well, just work on that one. Don't try and get everything right at once. Work on one thing at a time in your speaking, and ask for feedback from friends you can trust to be kind to you in their feedback and give you that, the feedback that tells you how you're doing with this. The next thing, remember that public speaking is a conversation. It's not just you giving someone knowledge or just telling you telling them what you think. It's a conversation, and conversations involve looking at one another at least from time to time. I can't imagine having a conversation with my wife where we've got our backs turned to one another or we're both looking at the ceiling. And although it wouldn't be helpful to stare at one another, nonetheless, eye contact and a facial connection is so important. So remember, it's a conversation. Remember, people want to hear you. Even if you are nervous and you're not sure about looking at them, maybe they're not even looking at you, that's okay. They still want to hear what you have to say. Bear that in mind. Eye contact is helpful. Do look at people. Do connect eye to eye. Just don't stare. Just stay, don't linger too long, a second or two at the most, and then move on. But stop here and there in the audience, in the congregation, looking at one person, looking at another, and vary it from left to right, to the back, to the front. If there's a balcony, make sure you connect with them. They will be grateful for that. Bear in mind that a frown on someone's face can be disconcerting, but it may not mean that they're thinking anything negative. It could be that they're concentrating. That's a good person quite close to me has this tendency that when they are concentrating, they get a frown kind of look on their face. They're not being negative. It's just how they process what they're hearing. And it could be that someone's frowning because they've got indigestion. Who knows? Don't get put off by that. But do continue to make that eye contact. If you're feeling discouraged and don't feel like you've got much of a connection, well, maybe look at one of your friends in the congregation. Have a look at them and receive that affirmation from them, and that'll help you continue to move on. So, what are your thoughts about all these ideas? Do they connect with you? Do they make sense? Let me know what you think. I'd be interested to know. So please email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message wherever you hear or see this recording, and tell me, does eye contact mean anything to you? Does it matter to you? And if you have any other tips, share them with me, share them with us all, so that we get better at communicating what God has given us to teach other people. What a blessing and what a joy it is to be able to do that. So let's do it well and use our eyes well and be intentional about it. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.